It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Barbie Pink Super Yacht sells for $5.8 million. Ken not included.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All righty, it is news time, Kevin. And oh, a quick shout out to Patty, who took home Kane Brown tickets for that concert.
Oh, very good.
So coming up, what is that,
lucky,
next
lucky.
Week? Yeah, yeah. So shout out to Patty.
Wait, is it next week, Kane Brown?
Is it? Yeah, I think next Friday, isn't it?
The dang 16th, it, right? Yes. I got to get my concerts figured out.
You do.
I just haven't gone to any concerts this summer. And it's more because I think in the summer, I just kind of check out because I know a lot of them are on the weekends or whatever. And I'm like, you know, I'm very busy on the weekend. So I just kind of shut my mind down that I'm probably not going to the concert. And then look at this, a Friday night. I could go.
Yeah. You want to, you know, be my plus one?
Could I?
Or am I your plus one? I guess that's how
that works.
Why
don't you get a plus one?
Huh?
Why don't you get a plus one for Kane Brown? Like a real one.
A real one?
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
Like a lady.
Easy, Kevin.
Anybody call right now if they would be interested in being Steve's plus one to Kane Brown. Is it next Friday night? Are we convinced of this?
I'm pretty sure it is. They're just in it for the tickets, though, man. They're not in it for...
You don't know that.
For me? Oh, well, maybe.
Listen, you got to start somewhere, bud.
That's true. news time, Kevin. News time.
No, don't ignore this. Don't act like this isn't going to happen.
I have control over the phone and the board and, the whole thing.
Well, so. I can walk over there and move you. I'm not real worried about that. You're not as feisty as Jay. When Jay says he's in control, I go, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to come over there and mess with you.
Hey, man, you don't
but
think
I would mess with you.
You don't think I could be feisty?
Not really. I've seen you do your fighting stance, and I don't know. It looks more like you're getting ready to juggle than fight. Is that fair?
Yeah. Oh, Kane Brown is next Thursday. It's not next Friday.
Next Thursday? Yeah, Thursday's not good for most ladies. Mm. So,
oh, well, can't do
that's
it.
That's probably why no one's calling.
Yeah, oh, well.
Was anybody calling, by the way? Just be honest. Was anyone calling?
I mean, maybe.
Let's just answer one for fun. You don't have to go with them.
Okay. Well,
I mean, in theory, I probably have a plus one, too.
Okay. All right. Good morning, Jane Kevin Show.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
My name is Jay.
Jay?
So the first person to calls who wants to be your plus one is an alien.
Maybe. I guess that's not going to work. Okay.
Or a child. Was that a child?
I don't know. Seemed to be having a little trouble.
Was that a child?
It might have been.
Is the phone still ringing? Another line? Let's try it, Steve. Steve, it's my last day before I go on vacation for a couple days. So this is where I usually get a little crazy. I just want to do anything.
I mean.
And I need you to participate with me.
All right. I'm trying. I'm picking up the phone, man.
This used to be our favorite shows. For recklessness, it was when, you know, Jay was gone and Slim and I could just do whatever. We would stay within the limits, and I need you to just go with the flow.
Okay, all right. I'm being reckless here. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show.
Morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Brett.
Hey, how's it going, Brett?
Hey, not too bad.
What's on your mind, Brett?
I was just calling in, listening, heard something about Kane Brown tickets.
Yeah, we were trying to give away, Steve, producer Steve, you know, has an extra ticket, like a plus one. Would you want to be his date for the night?
Oh, shit. No, count me out. I'm so sorry.
Count you out? Oh, that's moderately hurtful, but I totally understand.
Thanks for calling. We'll have more tickets to give away later
on
this
week. Okay.
Well, he did. So hold on, a kid called and it sounded like an alien, and so that was it. Then a dude, Is the phone still ringing?
It's over, Kevin. I can't
more.
Do this anymore.
Third time's a charm.
All right, this is the last one. That's all I got.
For sure?
Maybe. I don't know. Good morning, Jane. Kevin Show.
Steve, I'll definitely go with you.
Oh! He's got a very manly voice.
My daughter's coming, too.
Your daughter's coming, too?
I mean, we can sing Miles on it right now, all three of us. Watch out.
Oh, wow. This, I mean, this is really something. I don't know how to feel about this, Kevin.
How old is your daughter?
Well, that one's 5. I got another one in the back who's quiet and 7.
Well, the 7-year-old's quiet. The 5-year-old has a lot to say.
Oh, yeah. She'll tell you the whole story.
She'll tell you the whole story.
She's singing, it sounds like, yeah.
I love it. Well, producer Steve is not playing my game. He does not really want to take anybody with him to the concert, and it makes me very sad. Do we have more Kane Brown tickets to give away later today,
Steve? Let's see. Not today, but we might have some for tomorrow that we could use for today.
Oh, bump them up.
So,
but yeah. You would be in a real pickle if we gave you tickets. Like, what would you do? How do you decide who you'd take?
Definitely my oldest. She deserves it. She's been asking to go to a concert for a long time.
Oh, she'd be the one. So the talkative one would just get left with a babysitter?
She'll just stay at her mom's.
Cut it up. Steve,
what do you say
we give this guy tickets? Because you refused to take him on a date.
Right. And he was the only one who said, yeah, I'll go with you. So
he was. That was very nice of him. And so out of pity, we would like to give you tickets, sir.
Well, gosh, I'll take them in any way I get them.
I like that. Man, now I kind of wish he was my date. Well, okay.
Yeah, well.
Oh, you're going to miss out, kid. You're going to miss out.
Well, now you can take your own person, and it's all good.
Yes, yeah. This works out wonderful. Hang on. We'll get your info here in just a second.
All right,
awesome. Hold on a second. Oh, boy. Oh, that was really something, Kevin. I'm really happy about that. That ended well.
Yeah, I see, Steve. I knew it would. You just had to get out there and try it a little bit. And I ran out of time to do this story. Guy sets fire to Domino's using container of feces after a string of auto thefts.
Oh, so sad we missed it.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The reason that you eventually found love was from people trying to help set you up all the time.
Yeah. That was the majority of my dates were blind dates, and I did try online dating.
Kevin James.
Okay, that but you good. Found love eventually from the help. And with
this
that
is
in
the
mind,
biggest setup I've ever seen.
We will talk about getting love for Steve
on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
You know, I want to say, I got a little text message there during the break. And they said, how come you're always trying to set Steve up with somebody when you're single yourself?
No, good point, Texter.
Steve said, well, let me just tell you, here's the difference. I was married for 24 years. I've experienced love. I had another serious girlfriend for 3.5 years. And, you know, I've been there. I've done that. And right now, I'm good. Steve?
I'm good.
You would like to find love. Correct?
Maybe. I don't know. Sure.
Yeah. See, I just think you haven't had any of those experiences yet. And I want you to be equally as miserable as I am.
Oh, thanks.
That's a joke. I'm not miserable at all. I have no regrets of anything that's happened.
No regrets.
Not at all. Not a one. Mm. Breaking news. Actually, we'll play a game with this here in a little bit, but not right now.
Okay.
Well, I had a little break-in into my car last night, and my wallet was stolen because I'm an idiot, and I left my wallet in my car yesterday, just out of sorts with my granddaughter running out, saying hi to me, and then I did not do my normal routine.
Yeah, but people shouldn't be stealing things, Kevin.
No, they shouldn't.
It's not
it doesn't
on
make
you.
It right. I mean, dumb that I left it in the car, but dumb that they stole it. So I have an update on that that we'll do later on. But right now, okay. We have a serious topic.
Yes, yes.
This is very serious. Sarah wants to know. She went to a movie theater, and she did not see a movie. She only bought popcorn and left. And then someone told her, you can't do that. You have to stay at the theater. What? I don't think that's right.
Yeah, she also did say, so she was shopping at the mall.
Smelled the popcorn and went and got it.
Yeah, yeah, which is very understandable because it's a powerful smell.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the best smells out there. So I just simply ask this question right now. Have you ever just gone and bought popcorn and not gone to a movie? Just gone to a movie theater, got the popcorn, and then that was it. You just left.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it does make a difference if it's a standalone theater versus a theater that's in like a mall. That does make a difference, right?
I suppose to some people. James says that he's done it for his wife and mother-in-law before. Christy says, no, I've never done it, but now I think I should. Mike says, yeah. I do it on multiple occasions. I will tell you, my brother and sister-in-law, they lived in Seattle for a while. And when they lived in Seattle, when they would come here and visit, it was two things they were always excited about. Zips, first of all, and Garland Theater popcorn. So they would, every time before they went home, they would go to the Garland Theater, which is a standalone theater, Steve. It's one of those. Yeah, and they would go in and they would get the big thing of popcorn for the drive back to Seattle.
Okay. Hey, you know, actually, now that I think about it, during the pandemic, the movie theater that was in the town where I was living in Minnesota, they did a drive up, like get your popcorn, and they had massive bags of popcorn that they made.
Yeah.
And you could just get in line, and for like $5 or something, they gave you this huge, like half the size of your body type of popcorn.
Is that right? Well, I can't imagine that the movie theater cares if you come in and buy it, because what they charge for it is unbelievable. I mean, they're making so much money off popcorn.
Yeah, right?
That they might as well, I mean, sell it. That would be absolute trouble if there was a drive-through where you could get the movie theater popcorn.
Yeah, they stopped doing that after about 3 times.
Oh, man, that would be bad news for me.
They sold out real quick. A lot of people on the text line are saying, yeah, we do that all the time.
Do it all the time. Just go in and grab the popcorn and leave. It's a great, I mean, now does anybody go back and refill? You get like the bottomless tub and then you go back and keep filling it up? Because that's next level.
Yeah.
Steve, I know you're going to find this to be ridiculous and disgusting. We used to have a producer who worked on this show.
That is ridiculous.
He was, when he was in college and he was poor, he used to go to the movie theaters and he would go to the garbage and look for the big cup and the big popcorn, and he would take them out of the garbage.
Like used?
He would go wash the cup out, right? Throw away the straw and all that stuff. Just have the cup and then have the same thing, wash out the popcorn.
What is he washing them out with?
Just in the bathroom, just like real quick. You just run a little water on them.
Just water?
Wipe them down. Yeah. And then
he
would go and get them refilled because, you know, you get the free refills on the big ones.
I mean, it's smart, but yeah, it is disgusting.
And he would defend that it wasn't disgusting, saying that it was, you know, just a brilliant idea.
But
and for a college kid, not terrible.
Why?
You couldn't do it. Why? Well, because if you wanted to buy one on your own, it'd probably be like $17.
True. I mean,
do you know what the cost of a popcorn is? A large popcorn at the theater right now?
It's probably very expensive. Yeah, I guess he's being fiscally responsible, right?
Yeah, I mean, completely irresponsible yet responsible.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Jay and Kevin. Great guys, great Zag fans.
Kevin James.
And they're just hilarious to go up and work with.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9
Coyote Country.
Gold medal Mark right there. Gold medal Mark. That's what I call him. Yeah,
sure is.
Oh, Mark Few. Gosh darn it, that guy's going to have a gold medal. Right?
Sure seems like it. The way they looked yesterday.
Men's basketball team. Hopefully we bring home the gold. And that is really cool. Coach Few will have a gold medal for the United States of America.
Yeah, super excited.
I know it means a lot to him, and that is one of the coolest things. I promise you, we will get him on to talk about the Olympics.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's one of those that, you know, a lot of times during the season, we don't bother him, we don't do whatever, and then he always gives us a hard time. He's like, hey, you guys never call anymore. You never ask me to come on. I'm like, come on, coach. But, yeah, this is one. You get an Olympic gold medal, coach, we will talk to you. For sure.
Absolutely. Hey, before I forget, this part of the Jay and Kevin show is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO.
Thank you, Steve.
You betcha.
Do we have time to play a quick game?
Instead of entertainment news? Or maybe with it?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. You know, it's your show, Kevin. We can absolutely do it. I'm just here for the ride.
You are here for the ride. Well, yeah, we were discussing earlier the fact that I had... Okay, so much of this is maybe stupidity on my... No, there is stupidity on my part. I'm willing to admit it. I don't know what happened because there was not a window broke out of my car this morning, but I came out and I was like, oh, no, look at that. My car has papers strewn all about, the middle console's open, change is missing, and I see my little briefcase, as I call it, which is a... plastic bag from the grocery store that I carry all my stuff in, like my AirPods were in there.
Yeah.
Pills. They didn't touch any of that stuff, right? But they did look through all the center console. Luckily, they did. I mean, all my DJ stuff was in the back of my car, which, again, absolutely stupid on my part. I always try to unload it right away. I just did not do it yet this week. Very bad.
Bad, and, Kevin, bad.
Right. But the worst part was I had my wallet sitting there.
Yeah.
And what happened was my granddaughter came out and welcomed me home yesterday, and I got busy playing with her, talking to her. I just got out of the car. I didn't even think. Now, I am certain that I locked my car because I always lock my... I'm in the habit of locking my car very well.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I had my keys in my pocket. And I went in, and I know I was laying on my bed and, like, playing with her, and then just I took a little nap, and I was laying on my keys. There is a chance I unlocked the door.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Because no windows were broke, whatever. But, so I would like to play a game right now, which is I have shut off all my, you know, my debit card and my business card and all that stuff. I've shut them off.
Mm-hmm.
But... they tried to run a transaction. Where do you think the bad guys tried to run my card today?
Ooh, a little guessy-guessy, huh?
Guessy-guessy. If you can guess it right, we are going to set you up with... what are we going to give them, Steve?
What do you think about Outlaw Music Festival tickets?
Outlaw Music Festival. There we go. It's outlaws stealing stuff.
Yeah.
Like old-time train robbers.
Mm-hmm.
That is Friday night, right across the street here at the new One Stadium. Did you see what they did to the field?
Yeah, it looks really cool.
It looks weird. They covered the entire, you know, the turf with, like, I don't know what it is, but it's all gray now, grayish black, and it's looking ready for a concert.
That's right, yeah. So what do we want to do? Caller 509-441-0999?
Yep, just keep calling until somebody guesses it right.
Okay.
Do you think the bad guys tried to spend some money today on my debit card?
509-441-0999. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this?
This is Keenan. How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you doing today?
Doing very well.
Excellent. You got a guess as to where the outlaws, the bad guys, tried to spend Kevin's money?
I'm thinking at Walmart.
Kevin?
Walmart is a great guess. I think that used to be the guaranteed when they were open 24 hours, right? Like, when they were open 24 hours, they would go there, and I think what bad guys do is they would buy stuff, then they would go back in and try to trade it in and get cash, right?
Absolutely.
Such bad guys. That is not it, though.
Ooh.
Was not Walmart this time around.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a good one, guys. Thank you.
All right. Jane Kevin Show, who's this?
Oh, this is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. What's going on?
Just getting ready to go to work.
Excellent.
Oh, yay,
excellent.
yay.
Kevin's excited for you. You got to go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, where do you think the bad guys tried to spend some money this morning?
Oh, I'm going to say a gas station.
Gas station. That would make sense, right? They might need gas.
Mm-hmm.
Or Red Bulls. I don't know. Why don't I just
check it out first to see if it works before you go for the big stuff.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
See, you would be
this
a smart...
This is a former thief right here, clearly. Lisa knows how it works. You try to see if it works before you go to the big stuff.
That's fair.
It's very smart. Yeah. It was not a gas station.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Oh, man. Jane Kevin Show, who's this?
This is John, the PA.
Hey, John, what's going on?
Oh, not much.
All right. You got a guess as to where the thieves tried to use Kevin's money?
I do, and only because my wife's card was stolen, or the number.
Yeah.
And they tried to use it at a Sonic drive-in.
Sonic. Oh, man. I almost wouldn't be mad at them if they went to Sonic. I get it. Their drinks are so good. They were just like, you know what? We needed your card to get Sonic. That is incorrect, but...
Thanks for the...
In Louisiana.
Oh, they did it in Louisiana? Wow.
That's interesting. Traveling will do that.
I'm going to look at mine. I think mine's local because they didn't steal the number. They stole the actual card. So, yeah, I think they just, it's all local.
Jane Kevin Show, who's this?
This is Kedra.
Hey, Kedra, you got a good guess as to where Kevin's money was attempted to be spent at?
Gas station?
The gas station is incorrect. I am sorry.
Sorry about that. Yep, thanks for the call.
I will tell you, Sonic is the closest guess so far.
Ooh, Sonic is the closest guess. I guess that's a hint then. Good morning, Jane Kevin Show.
You noticed it, Steve.
I pick up on these things. Morning, Jane Kevin Show.
Yeah, let's try a pot shop.
Kevin?
That is incorrect, but I'm sure that's next.
Oh. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, man. That would be next, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Jane Kevin Show. Who's this?
Michael.
Michael, you got a guess?
Oh. Yeah, my guess is McDonald's.
McDonald's? Michael, are you going to bring my card back or not? I mean, it kind of sounds... I don't want to say you sound guilty, but you kind of sound guilty.
Sounds a little filet-o-fishy, huh?
I like some Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, Filet-O-Fish is good, isn't it? Oh, man, that tartar sauce.
Oh, yeah. They don't serve it this time of morning, though.
They do not. You are right about that. Michael, you are 100% correct. Hey. McDonald's is where they went to try to buy $18.89 worth of McDonald's this morning.
Not great for Kevin, awesome. But great for you, Michael.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So Outlaw Music Festival tickets all yours. A little Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, John Mellencamp at One Spokane Stadium later this week. That's super exciting. Yeah.
Hang on, Michael. We'll get your info, and we'll get you all set up with those tickets, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet.
So
hold on.
Hopefully he brings my card back.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. No. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You give me the sound effect of lipstick right now.
That's kissing.
Yeah, but I'm also giving the motion of...
Oh, so the motion game.
Kevin James.
Let's play the motion game.
The motion game. So we're going to... Oh, what a great radio game.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We normally check it on a Thursday, but because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Steve, you'll be here doing the best of. But
you betcha.
We decided, let's clean up our email today, go through these, make sure that we answer the questions of the people.
That's right. Emails brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane. The reason why we wanted to do it also today is because we received a message. Was it yesterday? Oh, no, I guess this was a couple of days ago, but I just didn't notice it. A message from Kim, and I thought it was kind of cool, so thought we'd bring it up on air and kind of go from there. So
yeah.
She goes, hey there. I still remember a great funny shout out that you gave me 2 years ago after swimming the length of Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, I remember this, Kim, for sure.
Okay. Just wanted to let you know that I'm swimming the length of Upper and Lower Priest Lake on August 19th. When I finish, I'll be the second person to do it and the first female ever. You can see updates on Kimmer the Swimmer or Kimmer.the.swimmer on Facebook and Instagram. You're so awesome.
Kimmer.
.the.swimmer. Yeah.
That's cool. So she'll be the first woman to ever do it, which I think was the case in the Coeur d'Alene thing, too.
Oh, was it? Okay.
That made it so wild. I mean, it's... So where is it that she's going to swim now? It's...
I'm swimming the length of Upper and Lower Priest Lake on August 19th.
Upper and Lower Priest Lake length. I want to see how far that is.
I mean,
it's going to be ridiculous.
It sounds, I'm not super familiar, but it sounds like it's super far.
Let's see. The primary lake, Lower Priest, is 19 miles long and it extends over 300 feet deep. Probably not going to touch bottom, right?
I wouldn't think so.
Upper Priest Lake is connected with a 2.5 mile thoroughfare to Lower Priest.
Okay.
80 miles of shoreline. Okay, so I'm going to go that it's like 22 miles of swimming.
Whew.
What? Kimmer.the.swimmer. Kimmer the Swimmer.
Yeah, on Facebook and Instagram. Check it out, apparently.
Boy,
yeah.
Oh boy, that is impressive, Kim.
Yeah, that is super cool. I'm tired kind of just thinking about it.
Are you much of a swimmer, Steve? Are you a good swimmer?
I mean, I took swim lessons as a kid. I was also traumatized as a kid, so that kind of helped
because
me back
of swimming,
from swimming.
What happened?
I was at my local YMCA as a child.
Yeah.
Under the age of, let's say, 5. And I was taking swimming lessons with a bunch of other kids my age. And they put us in, like, this giant inflatable tube. And without warning, they just dumped us out into the water. And I had never... done anything with swimming at that point. So of course they dump us out and I'm in an extreme panic and my mom is watching from like a window somewhere and just sees my look of horror. And yeah, so that's maybe why I had a little bit of a fear of swimming for a while.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That is a scary story, Steve. It's scary enough. I will give you that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I've looked it up. Kimmer the Swimmer, it is 24 miles that she will be doing. 24-mile swim across Priest Lake on August 19th.
Yeah, this also is a good point, too. Rick just texted in, it's not only the distance, but the temperature of Priest is apparently very cold.
Oh, I could see that, yeah.
So
yeah, I bet you that's... Well, it's 300 feet deep.
Yeah, but
that means it's going to be cold.
You're doing it in August, though, so that should be at least a little
bit
helpful.
Oh, yeah, not even a big deal, right? Come on, Steve.
Well, no, I'm saying it's better than doing it in, like, December.
And she's doing it for a great cause, too. I did not realize this, that she's a...
Oh, is it for a good cause, too?
A fundraiser aims to build wells in Uganda, providing safe and clean water for those in need.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well done.
Okay, well, great job, Kimmer the Swimmer. I'm very glad that she let us know about that so that we could pass it on.
Yeah, it's Kimmer.the.swimmer.
Kimmer.the.. If you type in Kimmer the Swimmer, it comes up.
Okay.
That's what I did.
All right. Well, you know how I am. I'm very technical.
You are very technical. The Big 99.